You know, look, like I said yesterday, wherever they tell us to play, we'll play. You know, they want us to play right here, we'll play right here. It's a nice stadium right here. But no, you know, we just, as coaches and players, you know, we don't have any say in that matter. You know, we just try to focus on our jobs, and when we're not doing our jobs, you know, we're trying to stay in contact with our family.
Bill, have you seen the response to JJ's drive? It's been overwhelming.
Unbelievable. The reach that that JJ has. You know, I was just talking with him a little bit today on the way over here. I mean, it's incredible. You know, you really, there's really not a lot of words that can describe, you know, what he's done. And the thing that's really pretty neat about him is, you know, like he is, he's adamant about that money going towards the people that need it. And I think, you know, he's got a lot of great ideas for that money, and I think he's actually putting it into action right now. So it just says a lot about who he is, and we're sure we're lucky to have him. A little bit of sense, not anything that I can, you know, publicly talk about, but I, you know, there's a sense that, you know, we can get back there, you know, I would say before Monday, but, you know, I wouldn't say we can get back there, you know, before the game, obviously, you know what I mean? We've got to play the game. So, but you know, we're having, each day we get a little bit more information based on what's going on down there. Yeah, we have our team's in a good mood. I mean, we're in a beautiful hotel over here. You know, I think the big thing, the it's kind of that feeling of helplessness, you know, that you're away from your family, you know, and so the players and coaches, you know, we're all, and the trainers and the operations people and the video guys and equipment guys, everybody, you know, they're all away from their families. So that's where there's a feeling of you can't really do anything to help. All you can do is FaceTime and talk on the phone. How's it going? Where's the water? All those things. And then watch the news. So that's probably the biggest, you know, issue, you know, but other than that, these guys are a great bunch of guys. They're focused on our meetings when we're in meetings. They're focused on, we've had two good practices here, and, you know, it's been good in that regard, but, you know, it is a feeling of not being able to help back at home. I think anytime you play a game in a National Football League, it's important. I really do. Look, it's not the, I realize it's not the AFC Championship game. I realize that. But I will tell you that for all the guys that are going to play in that game, it's a very important game. It's an important game for them as Houston Texans, and it's an important game for them to be able to put some good football on tape. You know, as they head into the 53 cut, you can't keep 90 guys. That's the rule in the NFL. So there's 37 guys that are about that are going to be released, and they're all trying to do the best they can to put their best foot forward.
Have you heard about what
No. Yeah, I think every position's competitive. You know, I think the wide receiver position's competitive. I think that running back's competitive, offensive line. I think there's a lot of important decisions to be made over the next, you know, 3 or 4 days, whatever it is. So I think that there's a, and that's what hopefully makes you a good football team. When you have easy decisions, you know, at the end of August going into September, that's sometimes, I don't know if that leads to being a competitive team. So I think having hard decisions means that you have a competitive team. Yeah. We've stayed in touch with everybody. We've two or three times a day we've tried to reach them. Sometimes the issue is the cell service, you know, not being able to get them on a cell phone. But we're doing the best we can to help. Some guys, I don't want to mention specific names, but some guys are in areas that are harder hit than other areas. And so obviously there's some guys that we were able to move to the Holiday Inn there across from the stadium. But other guys are in some tough areas, you know, relative to flooding. So we're just doing the best we can to stay in touch and see what we can do to help them.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks.